Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a wonderful guest with us today.
Uh-oh, Dracula.
Tommy.
Hold on, guys. I'll be right there.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. They're going to love this one. Okay.
I'll be right there, guys.
Oh, it's going to be really good. Okay.
What?
Oh, God, these shoes. Hold on. Hold on. I'm really far away. Whoa. Oh. Okay, guys, I made it. Sorry.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank God.
For people watching and listening, you probably just heard a bunch of sounds.
Realistic, believable, and exciting that Tommy from someone who's hot.
He was running down the stairs in high heels and fell. Today, we have a bunch of Foley props. This was a pitch we had months ago. We were like, what if we did an episode where we do Foley sounds?
Yes. I remember that day. I think, if I recall correctly, you were sitting there and you're like, wait a second. Fuck. Hold on. And you were like, wait a second. Fuck.
If anyone's curious about how we come up with ideas at Smosh, that is
it was doing
how.
It.
And then when Shane came up with the idea, we all went, cheers.
There it is.
And then a frog came out and it was like, I've never used one of these before.
I also just want to say we respect the actual art and craft of Foley.
Because it seems really hard. See, this is what we do on Smosh Mouth. We go, we want to try that. Let's try it.
And we do the stupidest, worst version of
and
it.
And we not show sure how hard things are.
I'm not sure it's going to go well, but we have a bunch of Foley props and we brought our most talented Foley artist, Tommy.
Sounds, noises. It's what I like because I don't. Words well.
He actually is very, very good at sounds. I think Tommy does actually think in sounds and noises.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Oh, yeah.
During the pandemic, I used to. This is how the Make That Sound game started when I pitched that. One of the many things that I've pitched at work. I was with my boyfriend at the time and he was playing video games and they had such little, like, gling, waddle, waddle. And I would just sit there and echo them like a strange little parrot. It was the best. And then I was like, wait, we got to do this.
Well, the last time you were on, I think it was when we did the cartoon sounds.
Yes.
Where I did really well. And like, you did way better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, such a good one. And also, I feel like I see so many comments of people talking about how this is a podcast, which is an audio medium, but we do so much visual shit all the
time. I know.
Podcasts aren't audio anymore.
I know. They're fully just a video.
They're really
Everything
not.
Is a podcast.
Everything is
You a podcast. And your mom in the car?
It's
a podcast.
It's kind of the
You on the toilet?
It's the equivalent casting. of
yes.
cereal with food, right? Where isn't ever or a salad. Everything's a salad, right?
What?
Is the argument like
Everything's a salad.
Everything's a
Hold
salad.
Hold on, let me get some cups for us to sit down for this conversation.
I think it was Noah who said this like 10 years ago to me that everything's a salad because a salad is what is a salad? It's a combination of things.
That's so true.
And every plate of food is a combination of things. So
that's so.
It's like it's not true. Oh,
Shane idea. Guys, that was a legitimate Shane idea.
Wait, that feels like old news stations. Remember? Or like radio stations?
We'll be right back with Skugum and Magoogie. And before that, we've got another episode of Shane Idea on BBC Two.
Duh!
Hello and welcome to Shane Ideas.
Duh!
What are you
Duh!
Doing? And also some kid in the back is playing Roblox.
You guys know those radio stations that's like, boo, what?
Duh!
Hey, how are you doing that?
What are you talking about?
Okay. What? So not exactly. What? So hold on, guys. That was an Amanda moment.
That was an Amanda moment.
That was an Amanda moment.
What news are you watching?
Duh!
I know what you're talking about. It's like, win, win, win on the bridge, win.
Oh, yeah. It's like radio.
I got a bill.
The radio.
I'm
on the bit.
And it's just like, you didn't tell me that. And it's like, boom. Oh, chick, meow.
We got Jake the bitch here.
Okay, guys, this episode's going to be really artistic and very fun.
It's going to be so good.
We're definitely not losing our minds.
We're not losing our minds.
We're having the polar opposite type of losing our minds right now because we've been in the middle of the move, so we actually haven't been filming anything. We've kind of been not.
Right.
I think a few months ago, we were losing our minds because we were filming
so
every
much.
Day. Like, we're filming
so
a
now
few
it's a different thing where it takes
like
a second to start the engine, I think, for us.
Yeah.
And I will say, I am so into, I don't know, when we pitched Foley, I was like, yes, I'm so into it, because you don't realize, like, every show, every movie,
it's all Foley.
It's all Foley,
it's
right?
It's all Foley. Every time I see someone in a kitchen in a movie, when they're in the kitchen just doing kitchen stuff, you know there's a guy in a closet.
Yeah.
Going like, clink, clink.
But hold I don't on. Think yeah. people know that.
They're right behind the camera making yeah. the sound.
Yeah, make your...
Good sound.
No.
Yikes.
That person was very thirsty. They were just buried alive and they needed something to drink.
I'm very excited for our audio listeners to comment on this shit, because they don't see the items you're picking up. The sounds yeah. just happen.
I don't know if it's going to go our way.
I think we're going to do just fine.
I think we're going to do just fine.
This doesn't involve a prop, but this is me on a swing explaining the plot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay, so in season one, it's a little bit more like Monster of the Week. And then later on in season two, you get Spike introduced, and they start to do like a little bit more of a like regular thing. And then season three is absolutely its peak. But season four, it kind of goes up and down, and then it keeps but season
hey,
five,
kid, get off that swing. It's I'm been on, like, I, it's my you. Turn.
Fuck you. I'm going to do a flip. Hold on. I'm going to do a flip. Whoa.
You know what? I'm getting out of here. I'll see you later. Bye.
That has been the episode of Shane, whatever the set of the fuck I said before, on BBC Two.
Shane Idea.
It would be so fun if we had a PBS show.
I'd love that.
If we just
did PBS make it?
What?
Did PBS make it?
I forget. I don't know if it made it.
The government is trying to get rid of.
I'm actually not sure that PBS made it, guys.
Damn it.
Yeah. They made it. Okay, James.
They made
says,
it.
They James
made
it, said they made it,
but they lost their federal funding. I think. I know NPR lost its. Federal
so now
funding.
It's really brought to you by viewers like
yeah.
you.
Yes. Oy. Yeah. No. God. It was crazy when they announced it. They were like, "Yeah, so like, please help support us so that you can get the news." And I was like, "Jesus."
This is PBS in the editing room.
Hold on.
They
hold
cut
on.
It. Cut it. They cut the strip.
That was an Amanda moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is me. This is me getting out a bag of cereal, and then an X-Wing or a TIE fighter flies by. Okay, so... Oh, God. I think these are a little stale. What the...
That was the fastest TIE fighter I've ever seen.
Watching Shane get actually so overwhelmed in that moment. Like,
I got scared.
Like,
there it is.
Shane, you're not going to lose your job.
What the frick?
Wait, watching Shane get actually
that was really
spooked,
funny.
He looked like it was his first job.
I was like, wait, do I not know how to use this? I was like, what the fuck?
It looks like it was your first day on the job, and like you could have gotten fired if you didn't hit that.
It was an emergency for you.
I look like when it's like the LA Philharmonic, and there's the guy who has the one thing.
Oh yeah,
and he goes and he does it. And he's like, fuck.
I think about the orchestra.
I think about the orchestra.
Orchestra.
How many violins they got?
Are we cutting the moment away?
I'm cutting that idea.
No, tell me about the orchestra.
No, I think about the orchestra when I sit back and watch it sometimes. And there's just the guy in the back like, he's just waiting so desperately for his
it's
time.
Terrifying.
And I feel so much stress for him.
If you've got a billion notes to play, you can get one wrong. But if you've got one note to play.
Oh, yeah.
And you're one of like several, right? If you're in the like.
But you're one guy.
Or the clarinets, yeah. It's like, okay. I mess up, but there's a few of us. They don't know who did it.
Who did it?
It's kind of like how back in the day, you know, with... I was going to say an Ian fact.
Say an Ian fact?
A horrible Ian fact.
Oh, one of the horrible Ian facts.
Oh, I love a horrible Ian fact.
I don't know why my brain went to this. It's like back in the old days when it's like, oh, like execution by firing squad. It'd be like, oh, several of them have blanks and only one has a real bullet. So they get to all be like, we don't know who actually killed
the man. Is this an Ian fact that he told you?
That's a fact that I've heard. But I feel like playing a clarinet is similar to execution.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here.
Oh, you heard first. It here first. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Rocket Money. Shane, I heard what you did.
What are you talking about?
I heard the way that you've been tooting that thing. You haven't been tracking your subscriptions and expenses with Rocket Money. You need to get it together, man.
Dang, you can tell just by me tooting this thing?
Yeah, you're tooting weird. Look, Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app with a few taps, saving users over $880 million in canceled subscriptions.
$880 million?
I set budgets and goals. Get personalized insights and regular reports. And receive real-time alerts for large transactions, upcoming bills, refunds, and low balances. Users who create a financial goal with Rocket Money save over $70 on average within the first 30 days. I love Rocket Money so much. It is so easy to use the dashboard, and I check it every single Sunday.
Okay, you've inspired me. I'm going to change. And with that, I'm not going to make any more sounds. Just kidding.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show. Just keep tooting, Shane.
Will do.
Should we tell them the props that we have or no? Just keep it a secret.
I don't think for people watching, they get to see it. But I think for those
audio listeners, let them experience the true Foley.
They get to be completely blindsided.
Can I ask a question then? What is this actually used for?
Well, that's for when you want to grab a ball the size of an acorn.
Is that for ice cream?
Is it chestnuts?
I don't
think roasting?
It definitely gives I'm holding a hot ball.
So guys, it's scissors with a...
Me every night. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Hold on.
What?
That was a Tommy moment. Okay, Amanda's holding a thing that holds hot balls.
Yeah, so it's scissors with a ball thing attached.
Got it.
A hot ball.
An apt description, if I may.
To be honest, I'm kind of scared to like make noises because for some reason I'm like, oh, this will be easy, and now I'm like,
it's placed in front of us, we realize the reality of the situation.
Yeah, we're more doing soundboard art as opposed to Foley art.
Right. Okay, can I do one thing though?
I would love if you would do
this just
more
one
than
thing.
One thing.
This is Angela coming in to a meeting late with her coffee. Hold on.
Okay, because Angela is a 2 foot, or sorry, a 2 inch long mouse scraping to get in.
And she's wearing boots.
Okay.
Ugh. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Hold on. Oh, let me run to my seat.
This is where Angela's Pinocchio.
I was about to say this. I was literally about to say this was before the blue fairy turned Angela into a real girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me get my coffee.
Oh, she dropped it on the floor for a second, I think.
Oh, my coffee spilled.
Oh, it's a quiet coffee.
Should I get the job? How was my audition for Foley artist?
Yeah. You know what?
You're right. This is actually for a puppet.
Like a little marionette puppet.
Okay.
But it's a horse, too.
Well, it's like a marionette horse.
Yeah.
It's galloping.
Strings.
Oh,
it's a little sick.
Whoa, a sick horse galloping.
Oh, he's fast. Oh, no.
Oh,
it's over. It's about to be over. Pay your respects.
He has something underneath his foot.
Oh, he's trying to get it off.
And now it's done.
Okay.
Just for a second, because he wants to take a moment to look at the
view. He's well, actually. He sounds happy now.
And that's it. That's my horse.
Okay.
Wait, can I feed him something?
Sure.
Oh my God, I would love to feed him something.
Yeah.
Where was that cereal? Can I see some of that?
He'll walk over to you.
All right, I think I've got... All right, I've got a few treats in my hands. Come here, bud. Come here. Okay.
He's running a little fast.
Okay, come here. Oh my God. He's approaching me really fast.
Okay.
Oh. Here. Take some out of my hand. Go for it.
I wouldn't trust that horse if I were you.
But he seems so nice.
Oh, he seems nice.
Is my hand going to be okay? Or
I don't know about your hand.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ow. I'm running away immediately.
You can definitely hear heels in grass.
Oh. Okay, I made
okay,
it.
This horse said
that
thank
was a,
you.
That was an evil horse.
Yeah, sorry.
I knew there was something wrong with it.
His name is Chartreuse.
This is a robot, like a very like old school robot,
yeah.
Like a steampunk robot trying yeah. to use the bathroom.
Okay.
He's having trouble.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Oh my God. I just couldn't.
Watching what? Shane go through this.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Watching Shane, no, I know.
No, I want to.
No,
so
I know.
I was, like, trying to. I really want to support you and enjoy the moment,
yeah,
but I did not.
I,
no, I know.
I that a little bit.
No, I know. Watching Shane experience this is actually a greater joy
yeah.
than
yeah.
any Foley that he
yeah,
could
yeah.
do.
Yeah, so he's just trying to get his zipper undone?
Trying to get his zipper, and then he's getting this is his penis.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get it out, and he's like, he's fumbling with his robot.
I didn't know that robots had penises.
Well, every robot has a penis, Amanda. Yeah. Come on!
What about the woman robots?
Somewhere.
What is this?
What?
A good question.
Yeah, yeah, actually. I'd love to know.
Wait, sorry, did you ask, what was the question?
I know,
Amanda,
you're
was
so
like,
in your Foley
you know
shit.
What? Yeah. Wait, you know what? Do
just
it again.
Watching Shane do this,
wait, do it again.
It's almost like he's like, he really wants the job, but he already got the job, but it is his first day, and he feels like he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
And I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Thanks.
It adds a lot of stakes.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to be the robot in the stall across from that
yes,
guy.
Yes, please.
Who is at the urinal.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 Pooped. And that
was a Tommy moment.
Everyone loved it.
Do these
everyone
buttons,
loved it.
Do,
yes, the buttons play.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it sounded so crisp.
Do you know what it's like?
Was that Mary Had a Little Lamb, but wrong? Let him have this.
I'm trying to figure out the
he
notes
needs this
here.
Right
you
now.
Know that I wanted to move on, but
no,
I won't.
No, we're gonna stay here until we figured it out.
Okay.
It was
really good.
It was really
you know
good.
What I realized?
I'm sorry, I fucking found it.
No, you killed
it. Yeah,
it
was close. Yeah, it was very close.
I found that shit.
I'm actually kind of controlling sometimes.
You're realizing now.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta let go, Amanda.
I said it to my husband the other day. I said, am I kind of controlling? And he was like, yeah, a little bit. And I was like, oh my God.
And then he said, can I come out now?
And I said, no, stay in there, idiot.
Can I please?
Can I
no,
eat
you
today?
Know what I realize? It's not that I want to control you because I don't think you're going to do a good job. I want to control you because I want them. I know that it's, I kind of know how to have a good moment. And then I realized,
what
why?
The fuck?
That's kind of egotistical.
So you're going, damn, he's flopping over there. I better save his ass.
To be fair, yeah it happened.
Yeah, but then I went, Amanda, let him flop.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to just let him flop and have people kind of around go, this isn't really the best time, but it's okay. Why can't I let that happen?
We need more clowning classes so that you
yeah,
can truly,
we really do.
You gotta let it go.
Guys, I'm not even kidding. Last night I was in bed going, oh my God, am I controlling? And H and I talked about it for probably 30 minutes. And he wasn't like, yeah, I'm
fine even
waiting.
And then he said after 30 minutes, he said, I'm done talking about this.
No, he just went, why do you think that? And I realized sometimes I'm afraid to like say what I want to do because I'm worried that people will be like, well, I don't want to do that. And he's like, why can't you just say what you want to do and set the path and let people have their own journeys in your path?
Wow.
Guru.
And I was like, oh, and I said, but what if someone's having a bad time in their journey? And he said, let them.
Yeah.
That's not on you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
That's their journey.
So that whole moment where Shane was trying to play Mommy Had a Little Lamb or whatever the F it's called.
Mommy Had a Little Lamb.
I don't know.
It's from the perspective of Mary's son.
I just sat there and went, this is my time to practice.
Sitting.
And letting him have his own journey. And you said, let them. And I went, ah. Anyways.
Thank you for sharing that beautiful moment.
You're welcome.
No, don't cut it. Don't cut it.
Okay. No, you're welcome.
But you can scoop it with a ball.
When you have a child, you have so many aha moments. It is the hardest thing ever, but then you go, whoa, I got to that aha moment so fast.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Every month you
Every month.
Every month.
You grow a whole lifetime.
All right, so two people are going to do voices. One person's going to do the sounds.
Looks like Tommy's ready.
Selena's going to give us a scenario.
Okay.
I would love to do the sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thrive in the background. I'm ready to go.
Good, because clearly sounds, not my thing.
Shane, that's not true.
You guys are a surgeon and an assistant operating in the operating room.
Okay, hold on.
I'll be the assistant.
Let the artist grab what he needs first.
We're going to let the artist prepare.
A surgeon and the assistant in the
operating room. So I'll be the assistant because I don't like blood and you do. You watch The Pit.
Do you not watch The Pit?
No. Shane, I couldn't watch ER, and that's the original The Pit. Okay, so do we know what's wrong with the patient?
Well, I'm the doctor, so I'm going to figure it out.
Whoa, okay, you're right. You're right.
Okay, assistant doctor, I know this is your first day, but this is a teaching hospital.
Yes.
So this is how we do things, all right? Are you ready? We're going in. This patient, beep, not looking good. They're unresponsive. Okay,
seems
I need
like
you to
his
hand
monitor
me,
is you, going slower.
I need you to hand me the utensils.
Yes,
the medical utensils.
I'll hand you the
please
medical
hand
utensils.
Them. Hand them to me, please.
Scalpel? Let me just get it.
Yeah. Could you sharpen the scalpel a little bit for me?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Get sharp, sharp.
Nice. Get it
sharp.
Real nice and sharp. Just be careful. There's sparks coming out of
get
that, right?
Sharp.
Oh.
Oh.
Gosh.
Ow, I got burned.
We started a small fire. We started a small fire on the patient.
Let me get some water and put it out.
Yeah, pour. Oh. Oh, my God.
Nope.
I got it.
Okay, put that out. Thank you so much. Okay, can you plug in the monitor and check the vitals?
Oh yeah, I unplugged the monitor by accident because I tripped over it.
When you lit it on fire.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's check the vitals.
Can you type in some things on that monitor really quick?
What's great about the monitor is it only does it once a minute.
Yeah.
So you don't need to know it fully.
It has.
Beep.
And see, there it is.
Once a minute.
Okay, let me check the vitals. Just going to type in what exact vitals to put in. Oh, okay. So ibuprofen 800 milligrams vitals.
Okay, good.
Because he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah. 800 milligrams.
All right, let me just send it to print. Sent. Printing.
Okay. All right.
They really need to replace these printers.
I know. We're really behind on our technology here.
We're really behind.
Okay,
let me get the paper.
We need to now, we need to cut open this guy's shirt really quick.
Oh, yeah. I'll put the paper down. Okay. So I just wanted to have it printed just for medical records. We're going to cut the guy's shirt.
Yeah. Crumple up that paper and throw it away, please.
Okay. Kobe. R.I.P. I'm so sorry.
But anyways.
I did miss.
You missed that horribly.
I'm an assistant.
Yeah. It's okay. You'll learn. Beep. Okay. Now we need to rip open his shirt.
Okay. Let me rip open his shirt.
All right.
Woo! It is... a metal shirt. Oh, there's a bee in here. What the hell?
Oh my God, we have a bee. There's a bee. Oh my God, there's tons of bees inside of him.
There's like three bees in here.
Oh my gosh. I think this
man... Let me hit it. Here, pass me that book.
Yeah, okay. Here's the book.
Got it. Got all three of them in once. God, the Bible is good to have in a room.
Yeah, it's good to have the Bible. Oh my God, is it Christ?
Wait, no. Wait, we're losing the patient.
Oh,
he's here.
He's going to heaven.
Wait.
We need to
stop. When he goes faster.
Beep. Beep.
We need to. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
We need to operate.
Lasso him. Lasso him. Lasso his spirit.
Okay.
Whoa.
Come here.
We got
spirit.
Him.
Whoa.
We got him. Okay. Simultaneously, I need you to do chest compressions on him.
Okay. I put his spirit back in.
Yeah,
ready? I'm gonna put it back in.
Okay. Put his spirit back in.
Boom.
Nice.
God,
good
that
work.
Was.
That's the sound you want to hear.
Beep.
Okay. Chest compressions.
Chest compressions.
Now.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let me blow in his mouth.
Yeah, blow in his mouth a little bit.
If you throw up a little bit, he wakes up.
Okay.
3.
Oh
four,
my gosh.
5, 6.
We're getting the
seven,
vitals back.
Eight. One more blow.
Stable.
One more blow.
Stable.
Okay.
Okay.
Stable.
I think he's coming
good.
Back to us.
Stable.
Come back to us. Wake up.
What
slap
I really
him in the face really quick.
Okay.
Good. Oh, I think we're getting something.
Okay.
Oh,
beep, 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 beep.
Oh,
no,
oh, no,
oh, no,
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 you're too alive.
No, no. Okay.
He's simply too alive.
Let me get the scalpel. I'll use the big injector in his chest like they did in Pulp Fiction.
Yes, that's what he needs. He needs adrenaline.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
One, two, three.
Boom. So I think he's dead. He's dead for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, because the needle actually slipped
yeah,
on
and
metal.
Fully, yeah.
Okay, well, wait.
Are you okay?
Wait. Ronnie, you had a motorcycle accident and we're bringing you back.
Yeah.
I lassoed your spirit. How are you feeling?
Made sure you didn't go to heaven.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, I feel okay. I think there's a needle in my chest here.
Oh, we have to get the needle out.
I have an open incision. Okay. In my stomach, can you please at least sew me up?
Yeah, right, I'm going to sew you up.
Okay,
let me get the stitches ready.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, and here we go. I'm going to stitch them up.
There we go.
It's really quick and easy, actually. You just click up.
Yeah,
thank you.
We have a good zipper thing now.
I zip it up.
Which is new. Thank you for coming to Costco Surgery.
Yeah, where's the glasses area?
The glasses area is right over there. Here, let's walk over there.
Well, let's unstrap you first.
Yeah, okay, unstrap me.
Unstrap him?
Yeah, I'm unstrapping you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. And you said the glasses area?
Our wooden straps.
Yeah, we have wooden straps.
And you said the glasses area was where?
It's right over
here. It's
right
over here. Let's get you some water, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Get you some water.
Yeah, let me get some water.
I'll feed you some water.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. We have a hamster thing.
Very good. That was a good sip. Okay. Let's bring you over to the glassware.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Okay, and
it's a little bit further away than I thought.
Thank goodness you kept your heels on. We let you do that. We wanted to make sure that you felt at home.
Hold on, I'm getting I really quickly need to just do a quick time step.
Good. Oh, it's showing good. Okay. That's a good sign.
He's feeling better. God.
Okay, I can still do my performance. Okay, thank you.
He's feeling so much better. Oh, good. Yeah, throw your shoes in the trash.
I wear shoes once and I throw them away. Call me bougie, but it's what I do.
No, that's great.
I spend my money on shoes. That's why I'm at Costco.
Yeah, high heels on a motorcycle. That's
was
why
very dangerous.
Crash. Well, we have some glasses here.
Those are some nice glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want?
This is how you know they're good prescription. The
here.
Sound they make.
That's great.
Want me to get you some water?
You've only given me water. You've given me water,
given
I think, three times.
Okay, let me get you a little bit of...
Could you get me some tea?
Yeah, I'll get you some tea. Let me turn on the heater for the tea.
For sure.
Turning it on.
Oh, thank you.
I love how old school our kitchen stuff is. Oh, and it's done.
All
right, let me pour it in a cup.
What? Hard to
we
get out.
It's in like a soy sauce bottle, so you kind of have
to
really
take
it out.
You gotta
That's
shake
the
it.
Hospital.
Well, thank you so much.
And let me just do your tea bag.
Yeah. Glope.
And here you go.
Thank you. Oh, do you have any honey? Actually, I'm kind of
I got
a sweet tooth.
Yeah. Let me get you some honey.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's in another.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've got honey right here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's straight from the bee's ass.
Straight from the bee flies by.
Those bees that were inside you, we saved one.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know if
We're
I ever can face a bee again.
Here at Costco Surgery.
Here it is.
Thank you so much
You're
for the
so
tea.
Welcome.
Let me just take a little sip of it.
Oh. Selena's like, end this.
I could have been in that for hours.
I was enjoying being at Costco.
I was having a really good time. You know why?
Why?
I didn't have all the pressure of the sound.
I know.
That was the most fun.
The sound, I don't know how to do it.
Let's practice. Let's do one for you.
Let's start small. We need to start with the basics for me.
Okay, so...
Bones breaking.
Okay, that's you.
I need like celery. I need something I can actually break.
It's so true. We don't have the right tools. Wait, that's good.
Wait, I got it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, so it's like.
So it's
like,
bones breaking.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, here. Wait. I got you. This will also help.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you just went on your skateboard and you did a kickflip and then you fell.
Okay, hold on. I'll cue you up.
Yeah.
You're going to do the other sounds and I'll do the bones breaking.
Yeah, I'm going to do the
kickflip.
And you be the skateboarder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be sick. Oh, yeah.
Yo, you okay? Yo, bro, that looks fucked up.
I don't actually know what happened.
I feel like I landed that
perfectly. Let me get up one more time and see.
Oh, dude, you're squeaky.
Yo, dude.
Dude, your bones are squeaked up, bro.
Yeah.
You're trying walking.
Oh, God. Dude. My right foot is totally shattered.
Bro,
let me try my left. Oh God! My water shoes did not save me at all.
Your water shoes?
Yeah, let me try again. Hold on.
I got a good grip for skateboarding.
Oh, bro!
That was my spine compressing.
Oh, bro.
Oh, dude, you're
I think
fucked,
you're done.
I'm good.
Here,
hold
try
on.
Try taking another step.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, you're all squashed
here.
Shit.
Go for a little jog.
Yeah, let me jog to you guys. I think my ACL and my Achilles heel is snapped.
All right.
Hold on, wait. Come over here, bro.
Yeah, let me jog.
Come walk
guys.
Over here.
God. Here I go. Oh.
Bro, your water shoes are little wedges. They're so cute.
There's so much water in my water shoes.
I think all of your bones are broken.
Let me pick up my skateboard real quick. Whoa, I actually feel kind of euphoric.
I think...
Based on that noise,
I think
I would say so.
I think all its DMT.
I feel actually pretty good. Oh, my neck just needs a crack.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Be careful, bro. Be careful.
Whoa.
Bro, you just did a fucking 360
Whoa,
with your head.
Dude. Yeah, my wetsuit also felt kind
of You have the
tight.
Physiology of Wile E. Coyote, bro.
It's crazy. All right, well, thanks, guys. I'm going to drive home now.
Okay.
All perfect. Right, bro.
See ya.
Bro, stop tugging it. Get in the car. Get out of here. Bro.
All right. Wow.
Holy
shit. Shane, you nailed that.
Thanks.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by ZBiotics. It's April, and I want to enjoy the festivities. Before going out with girlfriends and having a glass of wine or two, I started drinking ZBiotics pre-alcohol drink so I can start the next day feeling great. I got up early, and I enjoyed a beautiful spring morning.
ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking.
Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's a buildup of this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for rough days after drinking. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down.
Just remember to make pre-alcohol your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow.
I honestly love that I was able to get up early the next morning, have breakfast, and do some laundry. I was able to enjoy my time with my friends and be productive the next day.
April is a sprint of outdoor celebrations. Drink pre-alcohol to stay ahead of the game and make the most of every sunny Saturday. Go to zbiotics.com/smoshmouth to learn more and get 15% off your first order when you use smoshmouth at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/smoshmouth and use the code SMOSHMOUTH at checkout for 15% off.
Drink responsibly.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
That was
I
awesome.
Want one.
Let's get you one.
I want one.
There are two burglars trying to rob the Louvre.
All right. So,
I need some
so
of that
Tommy
stuff.
And I are the burglars.
Yeah. I'm worried about this.
Two burglars trying to rob the Louvre. Oh, you also got these.
This
not
is
that I had all
really,
of this stuff next
really
to me.
Hard. All right. Two burglars trying to rob the Louvre.
Okay.
We are going to...
I was sitting here going, I cannot do a French accent to save my life.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to sound like every other accent.
The French is kind of like this.
We are going to the Louvre. We are going to get the pictures from the inside of the Louvre.
All right. Let us do it.
Okay.
Okay. Let us get on this ladder.
Let's get on the ladder and go oop. Let's go oop the ladder.
Let's go oop.
Let's go oop the ladder.
The window.
Okay, here I go.
All right.
I'll go first.
You go first, Pierre. Be careful, Pierre.
Thank you. I know this is a little stupid, but I wore my tap shoes today.
Oh, yes, that is what we must do because we are French. You're taking
Hold on.
So long on that ladder.
It's okay. I will go up the ladder really fast.
That's okay.
Here we go.
We in France, we take things very slow.
Okay, here I go. Oh, my God.
Oh,
thank you for hiring me. I am not the most coordinated.
And it's
I appreciate
okay.
it. Okay. I am up. Now you to come up.
All right. I will now come up first. Let me light a cigarette. Mmm, delicious. All right, time to go have a de ladder. Okay, here I go. And I'm going up the ladder. I have metal shoes on. Oh, this ladder is very metal as well. Oh, I almost
slipped.
Oh,
be careful.
Oh, I'm dangling from the ladder.
I will throw a rope down for you and I will pull you up. I will throw a rope.
Throw?
Oh, do you have it? Hold on, I'll try it again.
And I caught it.
Oh, good.
All right.
Now I'll pull you up.
Pull me up.
Whee!
All right.
Okay, now, we are in.
Now we are in. Okay, we are in front of the case.
Yes,
with
we are
the crown jewels. We need to cut the glass.
We need to cut the glass in a big circle.
A big, beautiful, perfect circle.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
And we are cutting it with scissors.
Don't worry, I brought the Elmer's glue to put it back afterward. Okay, we have
we
to get inside.
We are stoning into the Amish boy from Eddie.
Okay, we have got the circle cut.
All right, let us perfectly take this glass sphere out of the case. We need to remove
okay, you
this
have
window.
It. Here we go.
Okay,
perfect.
That was actually perfect.
Perfect.
That was actually perfect.
That was perfect.
All right, let us now reach in. We are need. Oh, do you hear the lasers?
Oh, I do. I do
the,
hear
the
lasers.
The red laser. Oh, they sound
sorry,
like a
I dropped my rope.
All right.
I'm going to put my hands into this big vat of jewels and take as many as I can.
Your beautiful gloved hands into there.
Hold on. Oh,
yeah, I think you need to moisturize your hands.
I sleep with the window open and my hand outside the window.
Your hands sound like silverware.
Okay, let me try again. Once again, let me say that I am grabbing jewels out of a case. Small
you
jewels.
You are grabbing velvety crowned with your...
You know, like, hands. Imagine a pile of gems and I am pulling a... You know and the- I am pulling...
The acoustics in this museum are so crazy.
And I am pulling it.
Okay.
I think, are you looking for that? No. Okay. You know what?
All right.
I don't think I can get a good grip on this.
All right. Let me try. I'm going to reach in with my big metal utensil that I can reach in.
You know
and
what?
Grab
I think that will work.
And I can
I
grab
think that will work.
The crown.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, and you've got it.
And I will slow. Oh!
Oh, don't throw it on the floor.
Oh, I broke the crown jewels. We need to just pick it up and run.
We need to go.
Let us run. Run. And let's leap out the window.
Fuck the ladder.
Wee. We are flying away.
My rope. It came. It followed me. My rope, I love you.
Oh, and there's the helicopter that is going to take us away.
Oh, it sounds like the helicopter is relieved over and over again. Okay, great. A long rope has fallen from the helicopter. Oh, it's a metal rod.
Oh, this is going to suck.
Okay, harness your inner stripper and go up the pole.
All right.
Oh. Woo! I think that's what that was. Okay, the helicopter's ready
not
to
so
go.
Not so easy, is it, Amanda? Oh, and you were talking so much shit earlier.
Oh, dude.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm very relieved to be in the helicopter.
We are in the helicopter.
And now I would like... So is the helicopter. And I would like to eat... My sandwich of celebration, what do you think?
Oh, yes, I would love that, Pierre.
A sandwich of celebration.
Okay, let
me unwrap it first.
Okay.
Let me unwrap it first. Oh, yeah. There we go. It's a foot long.
Fresh sourdough.
Okay, time to eat.
Oh, you dropped your balls.
I know, it's amazing. I will get the balls back when I can get baby.
Ah, there you are, chilling in the air, like you always do.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go pick up my bottles now.
Oh, and they pop right back in the magnetic balls testicles.
Yes, we are made out of metal. That is what nobody knows.
How was that?
Awful.
How was that?
That was awful. That was so hard. My brain cannot think about what makes sound.
And you know what, Amanda? We were watching you struggle and we said, we're going to let her. We're going to let that happen. Yes.
We're going to let her have her own journey, even though we set the course.
We're not going to try to do anything about this.
Guys.
I am so curious what this journey was like for audio listeners.
I'm sure it was fun.
What the fuck was happening?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It was really hard to like come up with eating a sandwich.
Well, you did it at the end, which was...
Yeah, but...
You look over and there's a sandwich right next to you that you could have just eaten.
I think that was my favorite moment was you squeezing the ball that makes no noise.
It makes no noise. Literally, I put them together and I went...
Well, when you slammed them together, they made like a... What happened to my throat?
When you slammed them together. Now, when you have the two balls and you slammed them together, it made a good noise.
No, nothing. Guys, it's nothing.
Pass it.
That was a nice light noise.
That was a really good catch. I thought that this could sound like a helicopter. No, it can't. It actually, that's the thing with Foley artists is like, you think something's going to work and then you go, that's not right at all.
Yeah. That's why it's a craft. You have to like learn what makes what noise.
What a wild life. Because they just must be out and just catch a noise and be like, whoa, what was that?
100%.
This one was sick. That was probably the only good thing I did.
That was perfect.
You nailed that.
That was perfect.
That was awesome.
That sounded incredible when you did that.
Loved that shit.
Thanks, guys.
Is this something of porcelain nature?
Oh, I didn't even touch that. Being a Foley artist is hard.
What's that?
One of my favorite... What happened to my throat?
One of my favorite noises.
There's nothing like swimming without a life raft than doing Foley. I'm sorry.
On the spot.
On the spot.
So Foley artists actually have the time to choose what they want and make the right sound.
They have a warehouse full of
shit. No, we're making this art. I don't think any Foley artist just sits there with a bunch of toys and
figures out what to do in the moment.
Good luck if this is live.
So I have a ceramic thing here, and this has nothing to do with Foley. This is just a sounds idea.
Oh, yeah. Do a sounds idea.
There was a little judgment in that.
Oh, no, not at all. No, genuinely.
Okay, remember what we learned? We let them.
What's unfortunate is that was me genuinely excited, so now I don't know the difference.
No!
And now you're fucked up forever.
I'm lost in the abyss. Okay, we're done. Go, please.
Okay, I just love the sound of a ceramic lid leaving a ceramic thing.
Oh.
I might not be able to get it the first time, but I'll go that when I get it right.
Okay. That's good.
That like.
Ooh.
Okay, I gotta stop. I'm gonna come.
That's. Okay, now we're doing ASMR. I will say, I did watch ASMR videos.
Yeah.
And my favorite was like, what was like the crunchy.
Soaps?
Yes. Oh my God, soaps.
There's one soap that gets me, and it's when they go. They like pop it, crunch it.
Ooh. And they have sparkles in the middle. Yeah. Have you seen that? Yeah. Or they cut the soap.
Yeah, and they're like pre-sliced.
See, that stuff doesn't get me as much.
What gets
you? Get ASMR
Shane?
From what?
I've mentioned that. I don't know if... I think I sometimes get the like... Because it's like it's the response.
Right, and it's not an audio thing. It's just a response.
It doesn't have to be an audio response or audio thing specifically, but I get it from the doctor stuff. Doctor stuff. Which I guess are based in real like... things where it's like they'll do that okay, we have it'll be a person with their eyes closed and be like, okay, we have a sharp like roller thing and then like a feather, it's like tell us if it's sharp or dull, and they'll roll like the sharp.
Is this happening to you or you're watching a video?
Why don't I know what this is at all?
I've never heard of this.
I don't like the ones where they're like at the camera, they're like, okay, so we're gonna do this. I'm like, what the fuck?
I kind of like it,
but I like when I'm watching like a doctor exam happening where they're like, okay, we're gonna test out some things here, and for some reason that captivates me.
Whoa.
And when I look back and I was like, oh, when I would go to the doctor, if I go to the doctor and they check your breathing where they put the
cold circle on your back,
that I get like kind of ASMR response because I'm just like, okay, like this is, I don't know what it is. Mm. I cannot explain it. But sounds and stuff don't necessarily do it.
You like touch, like sensory stuff.
But it's like but I'm not, I don't have to, like, if I'm watching it happen, it almost is fine. I think it's more the procedure of, like, okay, it's a thing where you have no choice but to kind of, like, sit there and...
Do you want to get surgery?
No, that sounds awful. And most doctor things are awful, but... Right. But it's like the specific ones that aren't painful, where it's just kind of like, okay, we're just testing a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like I'd say, I don't think this gave me a response, but when I went and got my eyes tested, and they're just kind of like, okay, now tell us what you're seeing here. Okay, now just tell us what you're seeing here. Like that is kind of a relaxing zone.
It is meditative because it's you're just kind of, like,
I think it's meditative for me. I don't know if
that
it's
that an R.
I don't know if I like it.
What gives you meditation in that way? What's your physical ASMR experience?
Honestly, seeing things get organized and cleaned.
That's
I love things getting like, hey, see this dirty thing? I'm gonna clean it.
It's a different response when they like shave off a horse's hoof.
You know? Okay, I can't do that.
Really?
Shane, I can't.
No, I can't.
All
do
I'm
that.
Thinking about is this horse and why do
Poor
they have
horse.
Hooves? And I feel bad. And is he going to get kicked?
And I keep going, so that's like a big fingernail, so don't be grossed out. But then it's not a fingernail at some point, just like your fingernail. So where does it stop?
Oh, not body stuff.
And then there's like goopy shit.
For that
no,
stuff,
I can't.
I'm like,
I don't want
I feel
body
the
pain.
Horse's relief. I'm like, oh, thank
like,
God.
Like, I don't want to see
Poor
someone
horse.
Clean out their ears.
No,
no thank
like
you.
I don't like that.
But I love soap being cut. I love watching people go, I tried this new thing in my shower, and watching them like do this whole new shower cleaning situation.
Oh, so you watch cleaning videos too.
I love cleaning videos. And I love literally when people have like gorgeous long ass nails that are like incredible, and they make like a bunch of sparkly things, and then they squeeze the sparkly things with
like
their
slime?
Nails. Like slime.
Yeah, the slime
Obsessed.
Stuff. I'm not into the slime stuff.
Obsessed.
But that's more of like a visual. Is that an audio or a visual
that's
thing?
That's a visual thing. Audio, weirdly, there was this one girl who did ASMR, and she always had incredible makeup on, and she did like her lip gloss, and I was like, I'm so into that. It was like, and then she'd be like, and she'd go, and also watching people do their makeup like really well, I'm so into it.
That's cool.
I used to be huge into that. Yeah,
yeah, it's a huge community.
I
it's
love
like been
it.
Been around a long time, and it stays as big. There's a guy. Let me grab some things to replicate this. There is a guy. There's a weird type of ASMR that I think is a sound thing, but there's also like I think the correlation for me is that there's kind of a purpose to it. Like there has to be something kind of happening that, and there's a guy who goes around and he checks. He inspects home for damaged wood. So he has this metal, like kind of like a big nail thing.
Ooh.
And he goes around houses and he taps on wood and he finds like where there's damaged wood, so it'll poke a hole in it.
Ooh.
So he'll be going around like a house and he'll just be like, tapping around windowsills, tapping around the home. And then occasionally it'll like crunch in.
Oh.
And he'll put a little flag in there of like, okay, like this.
Wood damage.
Oh, so you like purpose-filled sounds.
There's
kind of
like a purpose. Like that's why the medical stuff, I'm like, oh, they're testing.
You're like a mission.
Yeah, I'm like, there's a
purpose. So do you with your cleaning. But the soap is a waste, but that's fine.
The soap is a waste, but I do like when people have like gorgeous nails and they do like, I love watching people do intense makeup. Also,
because
it's like, and they use all their colors, and they're like, oh, this color. And you're just like,
colors. And both of you know what wood soup is, right?
Yeah. I love wood soup.
Wood soup?
You've never had wood soup?
I'm not going to be able to replicate it exactly because there needs to be water.
But, I have.
I never thought to take the balls out of the bag.
The world is yours, Amanda. Yeah, I don't think
the world is yours. Take your balls out of the bag.
Take your balls out of the bag.
So I'm a big fan of big balls.
Good.
In wood soup.
Good.
Big.
Cut that.
I just love hearing big.
Really small. Good. Really short.
Good.
Yeah. Big fan of big balls.
Good.
In my wood soup.
I hope so.
And so this is little balls. Because the big balls go. The kind. Wait, maybe I could. Maybe I could do it. Like they're really like.
Almost like when you play pool. When those
This is too light.
When those balls hit?
I know what you're talking about. Big wooden balls.
Okay, I think I might be able to replicate. I'll pick that up. No, not quite. But anyway.
I think wood sounds I like a lot.
I'm going to try and do a...
Too.
I'm going to try and do a...
It's almost, they almost feel like kind of soft.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy's Wood Soup. Okay, I can't get the microphone right. Welcome to Tommy's Wood Soup Adventure. I'm Tommy, and today we'll be discussing... the first five ideas I had were crazy things to say, so I'm just going to do the wood soup.
Oh, pretty good.
Would it be better if it was in a wooden bowl?
It would be better if it was in a wooden bowl, and it would be better if there was water in it.
Do you know what this is reminding me of? The Korean spa when you go in the clay room.
Yeah.
I love the clay room.
Oh, my
room.
God. The sound. And that room is my favorite room because you just go in and you're like, I'm on a bunch of little balls.
Yeah.
I'm on a bunch of little balls.
We tighten this for you?
No.
I think wood sounds are probably my favorite sounds. Like just any form of like.
That's nice.
Oh, that's writing, nice.
A little chalkboard moment.
You're like writing in the olden times.
I think that could also give me ASMR maybe, is if it's just like, it's like, all right, and tell us what you're feeling. Okay, so. Okay, and we're going to measure your forehead here. And okay, got that measurement?
He likes missions.
Big forehead.
He likes missions.
And we're still measuring your forehead.
He likes missions.
Miles wide. And we're writing that down.
Unfortunately.
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah.
My brain is not big, but my forehead is wide.
My forehead is wide. You guys have really good French accents, first of all.
I think
really.
I actually think we like push past that.
I got
that
a little
too
crazy
quick.
In it.
I would like for our few French fans to like say, I know that the mine wasn't good, but can they say if it got better throughout the scene?
I wasn't paying attention because I was having like a small mental breakdown over here, but everything was sounded good on my end.
Sounded good.
It sounded good. You know.
I think forever ago I said like, I don't think we have any French fans. And we had some comments of like, oh, I'm French and I, but I'm saying like,
I'm French and I don't like
live,
this.
People who live, yeah,
we actually
like
have
the most French,
French haters.
We only have French haters.
This like, is not
I
good.
French, I watch, I do not like.
I don't know what you guys talk about, but it's nothing. Why?
It's funny sometimes.
I think I have a hard time imagining someone living in France and finding anything we do amusing. And I don't know why that is.
I do kind of agree with you because they seem like, they seem like, yeah. I'll keep this with me.
F1 pit stop. Two technicians are breaking up.
Is a car coming in?
Yeah.
I love cool. F1. I watch all the F1.
Well, okay, do you want
those
to do
are good
why am I
again?
Crazy?
You're going to do the car.
Okay.
We could all do all sounds.
I think we should all do sounds.
We'll share
I don't
sounds.
Think I want to do all
we'll
the
share
sounds.
The responsibility of
I think
sounds.
We should, yeah.
Okay.
Which team?
Red Bull.
Red Bull? I don't want to spoil anything, but something bad happened with Red Bull.
Well, so you're not spoiling anything if it's happening in real life.
Okay. You guys are breaking up?
Maybe it's, we just were the French.
Oh.
You two break up.
I'll break up with Shane.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
no,
wait. No,
fine.
If you want to break up with.
No.
I'm not taking control. If you want to break up with me, you can.
Something more is happening than the scene right now.
I'm going to.
All right.
Zip my lip. Okay. I'm so lame.
Okay. They're coming around the corner. Oh, shit. They're moving so fast.
Get ready. I'm going to get my car in to get fixed.
Okay. All right. Let's get this all figured out.
All right, boys. My engine's giving me some bullshit, and my tire's feeling real flat like my ass because I sit down.
All right. Okay.
Oh, good. Looks like you got the engine up good.
All right. Actually, this typically happens within 2 seconds, so...
All right,
and
I'll be on my way.
Hey, Jeff.
Whew, that was really stressful. That was really stressful.
Jeff, I
gotta
need to tell you.
I got to unbutton my shirt.
Whoa, okay. Here, hold on. I just need to stretch my leg really quick. Ah, okay.
Mike, you got to get that looked at.
I know, my ACL is just fucked up. They're going out there.
McLaren is really shooting past everybody.
Listen,
wonder if yeah.
Just you know. Just
oh
say,
wow, God, Toto's gonna be freaking psyched because
yeah.
His cars are way up ahead. He's not McLaren though.
Yeah, okay.
He's Mercedes.
Jeff, yeah, I get it. You know so much about.
I know so
our
much
job.
About F1, and
Look,
that's my plan.
Work's been really crazy, and I think I need to focus on it a little bit right
now.
Oh
God, my pants are actually so tight.
Okay, great. Here, I'm just going to grab...
These cars are flying.
I'm going to grab some soup really quick.
You know what, Mike? I told you not to eat soup.
I'm allowed to eat soup on the job.
God, you're...
Hey, you know what?
You want soup?
Oh.
You here for soup?
Yeah, we have the soup line right here by the pit
the
stop.
The soup line.
You want the soup?
This is Mary.
Soup
she's,
or go?
She's been thank working you, for Red Bull for...
Don't sit soup here in go? Line. Soup. No, you get soup and you go.
I've had my job, Mary.
Mary?
Okay.
You're a nice woman and I'll take tomato basil.
Tomato basil God, coming up. Mike. You want bread or not?
Bread, of course. You know what? Hold on. Let me get my pants back on. Woo!
Yeah.
Tight. I've been having too much soup.
It's crazy because it's a one...
One-stop shop. Oh, God. Another car's coming in.
Oh
God.
Shit.
Red Bull.
All right. Hold on. We got to fix it. We got to fix it. Okay,
boys,
here we go.
It's me again. There's something wrong with my engine. All right, actually, I need you to take the back door off. I need some wind in my balls.
I'm gonna take the back door off.
We added some wooden doors.
Yeah, we
to
have
Red
wooden
Bull.
Doors on this. It makes it lighter.
Okay, let me tighten the wheels.
Those are the tightest wheels I ever heard.
Yeah, those wheels are tight.
Wheels are tight.
All right, boys, I'm going to be off one more time. Something going on between you two. I feel like there's maybe a breakup going on. I'm going to go ahead and zip off my mouth.
I wouldn't say. Whoa. Look, Jeff, I got to be honest here.
Yeah,
I'm going to dribble this basketball while I'm talking to you.
Let me take my pants off again.
Look.
Oh, God, they're stuck on
my penis.
Keep
your pants on, Jeff.
Stuck on my penis. God.
I can't do this anymore, Jeff.
Are you serious?
I just feel like you don't let me breathe.
Why?
I feel like you don't let me go on my own path sometimes.
Oh, is this because I moved in and I told you to change up your bedroom
because
it was ugly?
No, it was, and it was, I liked my bedroom, okay?
You had movie posters everywhere.
There Will Be Blood is a good movie. It's my favorite movie.
Only toxic men say that.
That's bullshit. It's a great movie.
Mike, Daniel Day-Lewis is crazy in that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's your favorite?
Yeah. Oh, would it be better if it was Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights is awesome.
Or The Master. Or fucking whatever.
This is all you do.
Magnolia.
All you do is compare what I like compared to...
All right, everything's falling apart. I need the most
I've got the
work I've ever had on this car. Quick! I'm losing the race, boys. They're zipping past.
Let me open the trunk real quick.
Oh, good. You're mine. Okay, everything looking good in the trunk.
Everything looked good.
All right, body's still there.
All right.
Great.
Body's still there.
All right, listen.
I motorboated the tires.
Let me just get the rims back on.
Yeah, get those rims back on.
Clank them on. All right, I'm off. And whatever you've got going on, you better wrap that up quick.
We're wrapping it up.
You better wrap that up quick because I cannot keep coming back here.
Just do not crash out there.
All right, I'm going. I'll see y'all later, boys.
All right.
Jeff, I can't do this.
Are you breaking up with me?
I'm breaking up with you.
Fine. I'm breaking up with you, too.
You can't do that. I've already broken up
with
you.
We're done, and I'm going to move out my stuff tonight. Because you know what?
I already moved your shit out.
On
the street.
Are you serious? You're clapping? Really?
I'm dribbling a basketball, but yeah.
No, looks to me like you're clapping. Let me get my jacket on, and you know what? You can handle the car by yourself.
Fine.
Jacket's on. Shirt's buttoned.
Good.
You know what? I'm fucking out of here.
Good. Why don't you clonk away?
I will. My tin shoes. My tin shoes that I got on Instagram?
Yeah.
Were the wrong choice.
Embarrassing. You're embarrassing. Yeah,
fuck
walk
you.
Yeah, walk away.
Fuck you.
Yeah, walk away. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
And that was a Smosh moment. Thank you for listening to our really cool scene.
Well,
I think this episode has been.
I think this episode has been killer.
It's been exactly
it's been so
what
good.
We thought it would be when we threw
it's
this out
so
a month
fun.
Ago.
It's been so fun. I think we need to make this a weekly other thing.
I think this should be the only thing we do on this
show. I think every episode we should start with Foley.
I don't think fans want to know anything more about us. I don't think they want to hear us talk. I think they just
want
to hear
some sounds.
Yeah.
We just want some sound.
This was really helpful because it really is a zipper.
I had known. you were making the sound that
I was really, like, really confident, yeah. And I did that
it's
bit
nice
a lot.
It's nice to know, like, what the sound is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I'd had that when I did the robot who was using the urinal earlier.
Oh,
I could
have
had a zipper.
That was fun.
But I had to make it up on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really think those did sound like F1 cars flying around the track.
They really did. It was really cool.
That was really cool.
It was really great.
Oh. So what's going on?
I already told you guys my deep.
You really did go in.
I went in. You know why? Because life's too effing short.
Yeah, it is too short. It is.
Wait, we mentioned this. With the little bit of time we have left, we mentioned this, and I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast.
I think we've only been going for 15 minutes.
It hasn't been 4 hours.
Selena flashed up the sign. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? Oh, shit.
What were you going to say?
We did a clowning workshop.
Yes, we did a clowning workshop.
And we have not talked about it, but it was awesome.
It was the best thing I've ever done.
We have not talked about it, and my plan is to do it again.
Good.
Fantastic.
Because it was so amazing to not use words, to just be completely in our bodies. And also, the thing with clowning is the audience is everything.
Yes.
The audience helps you decide, or doesn't help you decide. It forces you to decide what to do next.
Yeah.
100%.
And what I loved so much is like being like, do we like this? No. So when you find something that you like,
yes,
and then you try to like, ooh, I'm getting confident, I like this, and then you expand on it, and then it's like, well, we didn't like that.
Right.
And
ooh, we don't like it anymore.
What were you guys laughing at the most?
I was, as an
audience member.
The more like raw and like.
Yeah, it was the raw stuff.
The less
it was like
a person was genuine about it.
The genuineness.
It was the people getting surprised by themselves,
yes,
for me.
100%.
Yeah, and I will say, like, I think everybody, it's like you have to move past like the cringe. Of like, because it's about failure, and I think everybody in that workshop, I saw like the cringiest moments, but also some of the funniest moments from everyone that I've ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to watch.
Because stripping down those cringy moments, you get to like gold, and then you go,
God,
this is this person's essence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Completely.
100%.
It was amazing.
It was just really nice to connect with like the foundation of funny, you know. Because like you can get really heady with like writing and words and stuff, but to just really be like, right, timing,
yeah,
goofy, go.
What are you laughing at?
Foundation, yes.
I mean, the Three Stooges, that show way back in the day.
Oh yeah,
they weren't saying anything.
Just kind of
going boom bonk.
Yeah,
bleep.
And I think some people went in thinking like, oh, clowning is clowning, performative.
Yeah.
But what I loved about the classes, it was like, no.
There was no props, nothing.
It's not really performative. It's you living in the moment and reacting to the audience either laughing or having like a response.
Yeah. We did this really cool exercise. I feel like when I was telling people about this, they really liked hearing this. We did this exercise where there was like three of us at a time and we would go on stage and it would be like, okay, do something to try and make us laugh. And then we would just try to do something. No words. Make a choice, go crazy, and then we would try and find. So we'd get a little laugh, we'd get a laugh or two, and then our coach would be like, "Okay, so how do you feel about it?" And you'd go, "I don't know." And she goes, "Okay, try something else." And we keep trying until we find a bit, and then we swap out with other people. They do the same thing, and then you got to come back, and you're like, "Okay, well, I'm going to do the bit again because that's what worked." But then it only works once.
Yeah.
And then you got to go, "How am I going to evolve this bit, or do I just change the bit entirely?" And you're just truly drowning out there.
Drowning.
And you have to, and you're just forced to try. And I loved the like, okay, so we don't like it.
We're not liking it.
We don't like it. And you go,
to hear
got
that
it.
Said out loud is kind of therapeutic.
It is.
Because by the end of class, we didn't care to if we heard that or not.
Well, I'm like, good. I know. Now
it's
I know
like,
that
I know
you don't
it
like,
doesn't
it.
Like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can feel it.
100%.
And that's why when you have like a performed, written performance and you're like, oh, they're not liking it.
Well, I'm locked in.
I'm locked in. But when you do an improv scene, I think we ignore that.
Yeah.
We like, well, fuck them. Fuck the audience. And it's like, why would you?
That's
what
we're doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
100%.
I loved that because then it made me dig really deep into, like, you use all your reserves to make people laugh. And then you go, oh, wait, I have nothing. Oh, what can I get out of nothing?
Yeah.
But then you find something.
And then you watch like your fellow Smosh people search for that too. And then you watch them. It's honestly, it's really cool human experience to watch them go, fuck, I have nothing.
Yeah.
And you're like, mm-hmm. you always have something. Like
everyone's a baby again.
Everyone's a baby.
It was really nice.
It was so fun.
So fun. And this was fun.
Honestly, I had the best time. This also gave me a similar experience.
Yeah. Yes,
this was great. I felt very locked in today.
Foley is very hard.
Yes.
And if there are any Foley artists out there that want me to be their protege or whatever, their like person, I will disappear off the planet.
I actually think you'd be so good at it.
It is a dream of, it was like, there was actor, comedian, and then Foley artist.
Wow.
Like that was, well, I mean, not really, but like that's what, it's so cool to me.
It's one of those jobs that you see it and you're like, oh, right. There are so many types of jobs that we don't think about.
Yes.
Yep.
Like you're a guy who makes sounds.
Yep. And
you'd be so really good at cool. it.
When it's them with like a box of like dirt and it's them doing the steps.
The crunches.
Yes.
They have to do that all day.
You got to get the steps right.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be, you know,
and
heavy
they have to
enough.
Sync it up to the movie.
Yeah. 100%.
And those heels are forever yours. I think they said you could take them.
They look like they would fit.
No.
Anyways, thank you both.
Thank you,
Tommy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tommy.
Mind if I get out of here?
No, okay.
I think you should.
All right.
All right, bye, Tommy.
Bye. It's a long way. Hold on. Got hollow floors here in the studio.
We're on the fifth floor.
There are things buried underneath
it. Oh my god, guys, why'd you put a hopscotch at the exit? 10. Bye.
Bye.